A very interesting story emerged during the week, and it's a mission that the Liston family are planning to go on to help save the Whaler horse. This breed of horse took us to war. We've ridden on the back of the Whaler for many, many years, but sadly, this particular breed of horse is almost extinct. Jess Liston joins us on Talking Horses this morning to explain exactly what her plans are as soon as possibly next week to go into the Northern Territory to rescue a number of whalers that have been located. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Jo.
What are you up to?
I've taken on quite a big mission and I'm excited and I get to do it with my mother, Pauline. So we're going into the Northern Territory, like what you said. We've found 300 horses located on what used to be an old whaler stud, and we're going in to get 20 of them, and with a lot of, you know, working with my mum and navigating getting them into yards and selecting the 20, we will put them on trucks and get them to Victoria with the aim to rehome them and get them back out into the community.
So tell us how these horses were discovered on the station.
Yeah, so this station with a history originally was breeding these horses for the war, and from what we've found out is that after the war and these horses didn't have the big commercial need anymore, that it appears to be that the owner of the stud actually walked off the property and let these horses free.
Mm-hmm. So you have explained to me prior to this interview that this particular breed of horse is almost extinct. There are not many of them on the ground anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So this particular breed is an old bloodline breed of whaler that was originally bred for the war. And at the moment, there's less than 500 in the world. So they are really close to extinction right now.
They're a special breed of horse for obvious reasons, their courage and their strength that was shown at the face of war. And still today, they're a very relevant breed of horse for all sorts of different purposes.
Definitely, Jo. They're really a loyal breed of horse, so I feel that they're more like a golden retriever dog. They're really versatile. And if you think about horses going into war, they needed to be really courageous. And they needed to be really loyal. I absolutely love the thoroughbreds, and I've got my own off-the-track thoroughbred, but he's definitely not a horse that I would be choosing to take into the war if I had an option of a whaler.
Yeah. You use a whaler horse at the moment with your Inner Rhythm business, don't you?
Yeah, so I actually use a herd of whaler horses. So I've got all different ones, and, yeah, I run leadership and team-building development with a variety of just great horses that I love working with.
Mm. So can you explain to us then what the process is going to be when you're planning to embark on this mission? You did mention that maybe as early as next week, but what's involved in going into this isolated part of Australia to find these horses?
Yes, so I've been in contact with a lovely elderly gentleman who is currently living in a shed where the horses are located, and he's been pumping water to the horses. So the horses are currently staying in that one location just because there's water there with this tough drought. So the mission to do this really soon is that we're really fighting against the rain. Once we, so Mum and I, hopefully all going well with another whaler advocate, Angela Teedy, we plan to go up next Friday, so quite soon, fly up to Alice Springs, then with a tour company and support from the local land council in the area, we hope to drive out, you know, to over a four-hour drive to this remote location where we'll be camping out for the week in Swags, getting to develop the trust and rapport with these wild horses, so that we can, in the safest way possible, and keeping the horses' anxiety levels as low as possible, get them onto a open horse transport so they can stay as a herd, and via putting them in cattle yards and getting them, you know, making sure that we work as best we can to keep the horses as calm. And I feel that I'm very lucky with my mother, Pauline Liston, coming, but who, when it comes to choosing somebody else to come with me, that I think I've chosen one of the best horse people in the country to be supported by.
Because it will be challenging. They're essentially wild horses.
That is true. By myself, my confidence probably wouldn't be as high taking on this challenge, but I know that doing this with my mother, Pauline Liston, we've really got this, and I'm actually looking forward to doing it with her because I've grown up my whole life learning about horses and their incredible instinctive nature from her. So this feels like it is actually quite fitting for us to do this project together. Equally fitting that we get to hopefully help save our iconic Whaler breed, of course.
All ahead of Anzac Day, where they are a bit of a focus.
Yes, and for me personally, myself, I didn't actually learn about the breed till a few years ago, and I grew up in the horse industry. So I would love to get these Whalers back out into the community where they deserve, and I feel that the Anzacs would be really proud of everyone who contributes and supports getting these horses out and into the roles of local communities and all the different, roles that these horses can have is really varied as well.
This is going to take a lot of hard work and horsemanship to pull off, and it's also going to cost money. So how are you funding this, Jess?
I set up a GoFundMe page, and it's something that is, it would be great if anyone could support us with whatever donations is possible. But equally, if people, for us to pull this off, these horses need great homes and they need great horsemen or horsewomen to actually help tame them and to maybe foster them and help get them ready to go into families and to go into riding schools and possibly schools or programs that utilise this great breed.
So they're thinning out in the bush, these horses. Is there a particular reason for that? Obviously, the rigours of drought would be an impact, but what else is contributing to the population dwindling of Whalers?
I just feel that they're such a hardy breed, and with the research, some of these horses, it's really, you know, in the tough drought conditions, they don't have anyone giving them hay. They've got to really survive. And what I enjoy is that these are horses that they volunteered to go to war, they didn't volunteer to go to war, sorry, but they went there and could battle that. And they're still battling today. They're battling in that outback. And if you think about other horses that we often feed and make sure, I know my mum feeds four times a day and she goes back and hays up at night, and these horses are actually just surviving the best they can. And I think I would love to help them go from surviving as a breed to actually thriving and getting them back in the community and giving them more support to thrive.
It's very evident how passionate you are about this project and breed of horse. How long do you think this whole process will take from start to end?
For me, my mum and I, we've both put our hands up and we said, yes, we will, and even Dad, that we will take them back to Three Bridges, which is lovely for them to give us that space to take them back to. But I'm hoping that it becomes a community project, because I have a 1-year-old little boy, and my mum, as you know, has a full-time job as a breeder in the thoroughbred industry. So for us, we feel that if we can get support, this project can actually be a project that might take 2 months. If people they might be able to help out with hay or trucking companies that might want to put their hand up, or equally, people who say, yes, they could be a lead pony on our thoroughbred stud, or they could be a clerk of the course horse, or actually we need a nanny. We'd love to have one. We'd love to put our hand up and give it a home. Or if they're not able to give it a home, maybe people say would say, even though we're not able to give it a home, we'd be happy to help out in the interim and take a couple, get them a bit quieter, so then when a home, a great home does appear for them, that we can get them to that home in a really, in the best way that nourishes the horse as well as the new owners of the Whalers.
Well, it's a fantastic idea and absolute applause to you for what you're about to embark on. It's going to be one heck of a journey into the middle of Australia to rescue these horses and bring them back to the east coast of Australia. It's a long journey by road for these horses to travel back to Victoria, probably in the first instance. You've committed yourselves to something pretty big here, but what a fantastic legacy it potentially could leave for this breed of horse.
Yeah, and for me, this is bigger than myself, this project. I feel that if, as an elderly person, that I don't want to die wondering if I could have saved, I could have helped contribute to saving a breed of horses. So this is something that I really have to honour. My partner, his grandfather was a prisoner of war, so I feel that he would be looking down and be really proud that of our efforts. And equally, I was just touching back on how other people could support. If anyone wants to sponsor this project or sponsor a horse, or we're just, at the moment, we're doing the best we can, still working our jobs, still being parents, and to get this project and to make this project pull it off and to get these horses the best possible homes so that we can really save the breed of Whaler. And I feel that they saved us at war, and now it's our turn to honour them and honour the Anzacs and save them now.
I totally agree. So, Jess, should any of our listeners this morning be interested in assisting with the project or getting behind it in some way, shape or form, what should they do?
Please get in contact. So my email is jess@innerrhythm.com.au. My business website is Inner Rhythm. You can Google it, put my name, and you can also send an email directly if that's hard to remember the email. Or, you know, just contact us, and any suggestions are welcome, because I know that it took a lot of different people to win at the war, and that was a really national effort, that there were still people at home. When my grandma speaks about it, she would mention that that was a time where she loved how the community really supported each other, and people would, if someone went off another farm, they would volunteer their services to farm, or they would help feed another family and say, I can cook dinner for you because I know that you've got all this other commitments while a lot of the men were out fighting. So we're really open to suggestions or sponsorship or people, any way that people can help. There may be ideas that we haven't thought of, and we would love, absolutely love, to see these horses being recognised for the great breed they are and actually not becoming extinct, to save them from extinction.
Jess, well done on this wonderful idea, and you're actually putting it into motion next week. So we'll follow your journey with very close interest. And if anyone has further questions, they can certainly write into the station RSN as well. Contact me via our official website and I can pass your details on to Jess. Jess, thanks very much for joining us on the program, and good luck next week.
Thank you very much, Jo. And I know that Mum and I and Angela, who's also joining us, just really appreciate your support and your help and your passion to help this breed of horses.
It's the least I can do. Look forward to helping you during this entire journey, Jess. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Jo.
That's Jess Liston joining us on Talking Horses this morning, about to embark on a pretty extraordinary journey to try and save the Whaler breed of horse.